That's where they buy the where the dealers. Just like I was out in the country, have a lot of cows, and I sell it to these here stores up here. I call it the milk dealer. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear that word dairy used to mean anything else?
Mm.
What about a place where people used to store their milk or butter before they had refrigerators?
Yeah, I guess they put the milk and butter in storage place. Uh-huh.
And where did y'all keep it?
Hmm?
Where did y'all keep it?
When we didn't have fridge there.
Uh-huh.
Well, my mother used to put hers, tie it up, have a bucket and get a rope and tie it and put it in this little bucket and drop it down in the well.
Uh-huh. And that kept it cold?
Uh-huh. I mean it did. And our meat too. It'd be cold.
Mm-hmm.
Sure did.
Where'd y'all keep potatoes or turnips during the winter?
Well, the potatoes, we keep them in the house, you know, in a bucket or something like that.
What was the bucket made out of?
Oh, it was made out of tin.
Mm-hmm.
Tin bucket. Sometimes we'd have them baskets, you know, that you get from stores.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the name of them.
What about a pail? What's the difference between a bucket and a pail?
Well, it's about the same, I would say.
What would you probably call it?
Bucket.
Uh-huh. Who says pail?
Pail, yeah.
Huh?
Huh?
Who says pail?
That's what I would say, a pail bucket. These little small buckets get the handle to them.
Mm-hmm. A pail is a small bucket?
Mm-hmm. And then you can get them in large size.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And where do people keep chickens?
Hmm. In chicken yard.
Mm-hmm.
In house.
What about a place for the mother hen and the baby chicks?
Well, they'd be in the nest.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Or a shelter farm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They'd call that a...
Yeah, with a little straw in the nest there for them to keep warm.
Did you ever hear of a coop or coop or coop?
Coop. Yeah.
What was that like?
Well, it was made something like a little house with a door to it and keep your chickens in there too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And they call that a
coop.
And a hen on a nest of eggs would be called a
nest. She's a hatching chicken.
Mm-hmm. Or she's a what hen? She's a
setting hen.
And when you're eating chicken, there's a bone like this. You'd call that a...
The wishing bone, we used to call it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What stories are there about that?
Huh?
Are there any stories about that?
No, I just see people want to get the one hand and want to get the other, not the other bone, and say make a wish.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, that's all I know.
And then what would they do?
And then they break it, hey, break that bone.
Which one would get their wish?
I don't know.
And if you had a good set of dishes, your dishes would be made out of?
Some made out of shining, some just plain dishes.
Uh-huh. What would you call an egg made out of china? That'd be a...
Hmm?
An egg made out of that would be a...
Egg?
Mm-hmm. Made out of china would be a...
No.